And we're back.
Folks, it's Black and a Half.
Yes.
I am Silas Lindenstein.
I'm Manny Martin.
And this is a special edition. This is the inaugural, well, I don't know if inaugural.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say a little bit of inaugural.
That,
yes. Inaugural.
Does that mean once a year or is that just?
Yeah, whatever? No, you're right, yeah.
Is it? Okay. this is an offshoot. This is our first, what are they called? Spinoff?
Spinoff. This is our first spinoff.
Yeah, this is Black and a Half Reviews.
Reviews.
Yeah, and this edition is keeping with the season.
Yeah,
with the season,
special Halloween season.
We went and saw the movie Halloween.
Halloween 2018.
Is that what it's called?
I think it's called Halloween 2018.
Or is that where they put parentheses?
Oh yeah, I think they put parentheses.
Yeah,
on
2018.
The side. Okay, yeah.
Halloween, which they should.
I mean, they should. Yeah, I mean,
they should call it something else. But
yeah.
So what we're gonna do in these, you know, you subscribe to the same feed as normal, and just occasionally. We're going to go see a movie together that's on the top of everybody's minds or something that looks very special to us, and we're going to drop a review on it.
Yeah.
And so that you can see our opinions. That way we don't have to spoil shit during our podcast.
Definitely.
Because sometimes we want to talk about these things, but
not everybody's seen it.
And I don't want you to go like, oh, skip to
next
minute,
week.
15 minutes
right.
or something. So this way we can talk about these movies, get it out of our system. And television shows, we're planning for Netflix, HBO
exactly.
shows.
If you guys need that content, we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're ready.
So this is Black and a Half Reviews, Halloween.
# spoiler alert.
Yeah, we're going to spoil the shit out of this movie. So if you don't want any spoilers, if you care about that kind of thing, I know I do. I would never
listen to
this show.
Yeah, neither
personally.
Would I. I mean, I would.
I would say, I don't know what happened to me with spoilers. But
yeah.
There was some point that I used to always read stuff and like to know. And then I do think it was The Sixth Sense. I think that's when someone spoiled it for me. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, people
and
did that with Star Wars.
After that, I started
with me.
Getting mad.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to feel that sometimes you can even watch commercials and it spoils the shit for
yes.
you.
Yes.
You know, like there was a certain part of the movie, you know, the closet scene at the.
We're talking about Halloween?
Halloween.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So. I actually saw
Which
that.
Closet? There's like 12 closets.
Oh yeah, there's a shit ton.
It's a lot of closets.
The babysitter closet.
Babysitter closet.
The black.
Oh, oh
the
yeah,
black
yeah,
kids
yeah.
closet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So # okay. First off, the black kid was the smartest person in the movie. He was like,
right.
"Fuck this, fuck that."
There's one little black kid in it. What do you think? He's like 7 years old.
Got to be like seven
old?
Or eight.
He was funny.
He was
funny little guy.
Yeah,
it's probably his first movie. Right.
Comedic timing.
I loved him giving shit with the babysitter.
Yeah.
And then, so he takes off, leaves everyone to fucking die.
Yeah. He was literally like.
I thought they were going to kill him.
I thought they were too.
He takes off and you never see him again in the movie. I don't know what he's doing.
And shout out to Hollywood because you killed off a little white boy in the beginning.
Yeah.
But you didn't kill off the black kid. So you guys are,
love
you know
it.
What? It's amazing.
That's progress.
That's progressive.
Diversity in filmmaking.
A Bernie Sanders film.
Wait, did they kill any black people in this?
I don't think so. Hold on, let me think about that. Yeah, because remember the black people who were getting in that car and Michael Myers was staring at them? He didn't kill them either. Black people, we made it through a film.
Oh, my God.
Without dying.
That's right.
And we definitely didn't die first.
And you know that they had to think about that. And
they
go,
did.
Okay, we need to cast black people because they put a bunch of black people in this movie.
They really did.
They were popping up. Not, of course, like lead
not
roles
main
or anything.
Characters
yeah,
and
no,
shit. But.
You wouldn't do that. because I think it is a stereotype that I do think is true that I don't think black people would do a lot of the shit that people do in these horror films.
Like, white people in this were just, like, doing the dumbest shit. Like, if a police car didn't respond and nobody got out of the car, I think that it would be one of those things of, black people would just
be
like, fuck
off,
that.
The cops
yeah,
are not
the
gonna,
cops, yeah.
They're not going to wave. The black guy's not going to wave to the cop for help, right?
He'd be like,
he's
what?
Like, wait, there's a murderer chasing me, but there's a cop over here.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to kill me.
This shit.
So it's the one black person in Seattle walked by us.
Yeah, I know. While we were saying that, I was a little distracted.
We're actually recording this in a parking lot outside of a movie theater.
Yeah.
So that's why it sounds a little different than normal. But it was okay. So anyway, I love the black kid was great. Who'd you like? Okay, I mean, there's three
kind of main characters.
Yeah, three main characters, not counting Michael Myers. Who?
Yeah.
I
mean, okay. I guess I would say there's maybe a total of like four main characters. I would say that there was Jamie Lee Curtis.
GILF of the year, right?
Yeah, oh, she was looking good. I mean, god damn. She was like, I mean,
I was wondering if they were trying to make her a little, I mean, she's definitely an older version of it, but
yeah.
What's her name from Terminator?
I feel like Sarah
Hamilton.
Connor. Yeah, she,
like
she was
like,
pulling a little
oh,
Sarah
she's
Connor.
Getting ready with the bunker. And,
yeah,
like, she's
man.
Been training for this
she
role.
She's training this
but
shit.
But she's got gray hair.
Yeah, but I mean, she had the tight shirts and
Jamie
she was.
Curtis,
yeah,
though.
Good for her, man.
Did you realize the only nudity in the film
was a flashback?
Was the flashback.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And I was wondering.
I was expecting more for some reason.
Well, because horror movies have that sort of tradition of it.
Yeah, they're really dirty.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was the titillating part of watching horror movies.
That was the best part. Like
but
Freddy
now they don't. I was wondering. I think in the modern era, I don't think that would play over as well.
Yeah, no. I do feel like the social justice police would be like, well, why is I don't know.
Well, is it even social justice police or is it like
it's
unnecessary, right?
Maybe, but I feel like you know you got to like I feel like now people just want a good ratio of like. You know, you got to see dick in the movie if there's like.
Yeah. So. And then, you know what? And then the execs are like, I don't want to see dick. So
yeah.
Let's not show
anything.
So let's
not do anything. Yeah. So.
But it also, like, I think before that it was always like, oh, a convenient shower scene.
Yeah. They really would pop out of
Maybe
nowhere.
It's too Hollywood now. Like, I'm wondering if I picked up like a B movie.
Yeah.
If they would still like have the shower scenes and stuff. And now
yeah.
It's like. Or Jamie Lee Curtis could be like, look, we're not doing this like, I'm Jamie
yeah.
Lee Curtis, and you're not going to fucking
well, here's the thing.
Do this bullshit sexist.
There's no more Harvey Weinstein to make people do this shit, so that's another reason.
How many shower scenes will be gone now that Harvey Weinstein is not producing
We
movies?
Will probably never see another shower.
All shower scenes are cut off.
Oh,
man. Nobody realized how many influence. Like, I'll greenlight this movie, but you got to put a shower scene.
Put like three
scene.
Or four
it's
shower
really,
scenes.
Like, lacking.
Okay, so back to the movie, though. Okay. What were your takeaways? What did you like it?
Okay, now I am not like a horror fan, even
Neither
though
am
I watch The Walking Dead and I get into some certain things. Like I have gotten into those and I like them. I like the mythology of some.
Right.
I used to read Stephen King novels.
Oh shit!
Like so, I was, but I for some reason reading it, I didn't like.
You're not
get
as
scared.
Afraid, yeah.
I don't like gore a lot. And so, like, if we weren't going to review this, I wouldn't have gone to see the movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, yeah.
At all. But, like, because I was, there were times I was definitely scared, and I knew what was going to happen. Like, I think they.
Whenever it goes silent, you know that some shit's about to happen.
Yeah, right. Or they're trying to fake you out with something.
Right.
I think as far as the genre went, like, I think it was, like, really well done.
Yeah.
I you know, I mean, it's a big budget one because I was thinking, like, horror movies are always. Kind of cheesy and dumb and they did have those elements in them and some obvious things like I did see the turn of the doctor's the switch
oh yeah
I did see that coming
but
I thought they did a really good job in the execution of this and
Definitely.
There was some surprise line of the night that they didn't finish was the Jamie what's her character's name?
Was it Oh shit,
Lori.
I was gonna say Julia.
Yeah, Lori. When Lori says, "I know you thought like you grew up in a cage."
Yeah.
And you know, and she switched, and I was like, I finished the sentence in my head, like, "Oh, I know what this is."
Right.
It's not a cage.
Right.
Oh. Like I think it had some real. I think it did have some cool lines in it. There was some unexpected. Ish twists. They were really creative with some of the super gross,
yeah,
like the pumpkin, but it was like
the head. Yeah, man.
I mean, there was some
there was some there was
stuff.
Some gory there was some gory shit in there. I didn't feel like it lacked with pacing. I feel like it kind of picked up fairly quick.
Yeah, no, I think it was actually a pretty quick movie.
Yeah.
Actually, it was only about 90 minutes, I think.
Yeah, and most of the movie was actually the previews.
I turned to Manny when the movie started. I said 24 minutes. 24 minutes of a movie. Then we watch a 90-minute movie.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
That's a third of the time we were in there was watching fucking previews
yeah.
and the Coke commercials.
Have you ever gone to like a premiere, like, you know, one of those sneak previews? They don't even have previews at it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's the craziest shit.
Sif actually.
I saw that at the new Lady Gaga movie. So where it just went straight to the movie. I was like, oh, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Well, it was with the.
Oh, you saw a preview.
Yeah, I saw the
preview.
You saw
that?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go see it.
We'll review that too later. But back to Halloween.
Silas cries. I felt like they did a good job with the movie.
Right.
Like, if someone's a horror fan,
mm-hmm.
and I feel weird if I'm not, like, a horror fan, but I would say, if you're a horror fan, I think you probably want to see this movie.
Yeah, I would definitely agree, especially if you've followed the Halloween series, I think. Was there more than one Halloween, or was there just...
Yes, there were several, and now I want to go read it, because I don't actually want to watch them.
But, yeah.
Because they made it sound like Michael Myers was only in one.
That's what,
if they were like copycats.
Kind of threw me off.
Ones.
And I mean, me personally, it seemed like maybe I was thinking of Jason, but I felt like he was invincible. I thought bullets didn't really affect him like that. But
well, he did get shot and nothing happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, he lost a couple fingers and shit. So,
and kept going. I want to know where the suit, because you could tell that he's an old man.
Right. Yeah.
But he still had the super strength. Yes. I want to know where his super strength comes from.
That's what I mean. Well,
Jason at least drowned in something. It seemed like there was witchcraft or something with Jason. He was
Chucky,
supernatural.
I think Chucky was
Michael
voodoo.
Myers just like walks around. He's just this old dude.
Yeah, the strongest
fuck. Shit out of everybody.
It's crazy. He was like sneaking in through everybody's like back doors and stuff. So,
you would think in jail you would have seen him lifting weights or something, right?
Staying in shape.
Like, how are you doing all this shit? I think that's one of my bigger complaints about a movie like this is the invincibility that the bad guy will have without. Reason
definitely I agree.
I mean,
no reason, strong as hell, and then I feel like a lot of people are just wasted characters, kind of killed off, like the podcast people were kind of just like why did you even really need them?
They set it up
I guess, and provoked him, and he just
here's one thing that I felt that they did a really good job of was I actually thought one of them was gonna make it.
Like, oh, yeah, I
agree. I was like, oh, no, she's going to get out.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Definitely.
There we are.
I would say from an award-winning, you know, filmmaker standpoint, that, you know, there were some amazing shots in there. They were done really well, and, you know, could possibly use them in movies in the future.
Yeah, no, like, it was definitely I almost wish we had watched this before we did our
final
horror film. Yeah, the final piece. Just as a reminder of what horrors do. Mm-hmm. I think horror is probably one of the ones I watch the least. Other than TV shows, maybe. But I mean, I know I get the elements of it, which should be there. I was interesting. They use the same kind of music, I think, from the original.
Yeah, I could. I definitely, even with the, like, when you would see Michael's face appear in, like, a reflection, it's like, meow, or whatever the hell that sound is. But
yeah.
You definitely know that they were using the soundtrack from the 80s. So, I mean, it's got nostalgia. It's got a few good laughs. It's definitely got a few jump moments. And overall.
Did you feel like it made it a little dated by. Using because the music felt so old.
Yeah, it definitely felt like I was like, fuck, I feel like I'm watching another like 80s film right now,
right.
Or a 70s film. But I don't know. I think it was all brought together well. I would say overall, it's a go see movie. Like especially for the Halloween season. If I were to choose, like, you know, I'm mostly like superhero genre or.
Do you think? I did wonder about that. Well, I was like, well, this is a cool movie for now, but. Are you going to watch this at Thanksgiving?
No.
I don't understand, like, families that sit around and go like, hey, let's watch a horror.
Yeah.
Like, just get a gruesome.
Some people love the horror genre. And I mean, it depends, I guess, what your real horror preference is. Because if you want the more demonic, it's not that. If you want more of a, like, serial killer suspense, this is the movie for you, I would say.
If this wasn't a... saga.
Yes.
Is it even worth it?
Probably not. If it was just a one-off, I don't know if I necessarily would go see it. But, I mean, it was still entertaining throughout. I was constantly wondering, okay, there's going to be a showdown. You know, you have this history. And you're like, how is it all going to end? So,
Or will it? Mystery. I think unless you've watched this movie
mm-hmm.
and seen, or sorry, unless you've watched the series, I question how emotionally invested you are in this movie.
See, that's a good point.
To watch it. Like, I didn't really necessarily feel... I kept going like, it's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I kept thinking about, Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm like, oh, I know she got tortured by this guy.
Yeah.
But only because I knew sort of vaguely that story.
Right. And then I guess somebody was saying that they're actually not brother and sister when you look back on the whole thing. They weren't related. Somehow they just crossed paths and that became the controversy. That's what somebody was telling me. I'll have to double check that. But
I need to look
correct me if I'm wrong. Subscribers.
She didn't act like it's my brother.
No, totally. She was like, I'm just going to murder this motherfucker. So, yeah, she was ready. So
I do wonder, like, if this wasn't, because like I said, I'm a Walking Dead fan, which is horror.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a compelling story to it.
Yeah.
And I've only watched one episode of it, but I'm watching that Netflix show, The Haunting of Hill House.
Okay.
I think it's called. There's like 20 different movies and film with the name Hill and House in it.
Right.
So it's really confusing to remember what the hell I'm talking about. I've seen one episode of that. I'm more compelled to see another one because the story was so great.
Right.
This movie, I think I would tune it in.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest it to somebody if they just wanted a horror movie for, you know, whether a Friday night horror movie or it's Halloween, so you got to watch some scary movie.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Try it then. But otherwise, I don't know that the story itself warrants
just watching
it.
No,
because
I
think there's so many other good movies.
Totally. If you, I would say this. If you're looking to curl up with your significant other and they're going to, you know, be afraid and you want to put your arm around them, this is the movie for you.
Okay.
You know, that's definitely one of those Netflix and chill type nights. Going to the movie theater. I don't know.
I don't think I have an epiphany with this movie.
Yeah, no, not at all. So
yeah, I don't know. I think it gets, if you want the big jumps and stuff, being in a crowd.
Yeah.
I was more self conscious that I'm gonna scream.
Yeah.
Like, oh shoot!
I feel like we jumped more at the.
Everyone else is gonna.
There was a preview.
There was a scare the fuck.
Okay,
out of
and you'll see this preview probably by the time you listen to this. But there's this little kid who is possessed. And he is standing at the end of a hallway, and his mother wakes up, and he's like, Mom, I'm afraid, and it's really dark, and he starts running towards her, and she's like, come here, baby, and she has her arms out, and as he's running and hits the shadows, he turns into a grown man and hugs her. Silas screamed. That shit was hilarious.
I can't handle that stuff.
I told you about the one that really freaked me out, right?
The nun one?
Not the nun one. There was one a long time, maybe like a few years back, but there was a little girl who was also being babysat, and the girl came in and was like, hey, there's nothing wrong. And the little girl was like, hey, can you check the closet? And she opens up the closet. She's like, there's nothing there. She's like, will you check under the bed? And she
I'm already scared. And she
picks up the curtain under the bed, right? And the little girl's sitting on top of the bed. She looks under, and it's the same little girl who was sitting on top of the bed.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, that's not me.
Oh, fuck.
Then she looks back up and it's like this demon. That's
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Creepiest.
I'm terrified right now.
Me too, man.
I won't be able to sleep.
Oh, God. Yeah. It was definitely intense. But, I mean, as far as the movie goes, if you've played the new Resident Evil, that's exactly
that's what it
was like.
It felt exactly like that. Door to door.
Door to door, going around corners with a flashlight and a gun, trying to figure out what's going on.
I think I was more tense during that because I've played Resident
Evil. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, me too. I felt like I was on edge.
I don't even know why I do this to myself. I don't know why I watch anything horror.
Oh, totally.
I'm like, I'm enjoying maybe getting scared later talking about it, but I'm like, this is fucking miserable.
You know what the craziest shit to me, though, is? Most of these, like, no offense, white people, but there's a lot of white people with guns in this movie, and they never seem to get to them. Like, the police, I don't know why, but
you're
all going to
write for the fight for the Second Amendment. You should also fight for, like, learning how to grab your damn weapon and actually hit the damn target.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my God. Man. It was crazy because it was like, how many police officers did he kill in that thing? Like, three or four? Yeah, it was wild, though.
Y'all can't.
Yeah, well, black people survived. We made it.
I'm sorry, they can't take down this one guy who, by the way, moves slow as shit.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Why they shoot, like, black people while they're in the car?
Probably.
Because they're like, look, if he's a serial killer, we can't keep up.
The crazy shit to me is that, Michael Myers walks throughout the whole thing. But he must have covered over, like, 10 fucking miles. Yeah. and these people are like running and can't stay away. I would have just stayed on the same street, just running down the street. When you get a little bit closer, I jog a little bit further.
There's a lot of derogatory stuff on this about white people.
Like, sorry.
You can't run. No, I'm saying the movie.
Oh, the movie.
No, they're like, you guys can't run fast.
Yeah.
At all.
This
old man's going to catch up with you.
You hear that? To all my white subscribers out there, we're going to boycott this movie. This is disrespectful.
It's really racist toward white people, if you think about it.
Out of 5 stars, what would you give it?
Maybe 3.
Yeah. I'll give it a 3.5. So I guess it has the.
We're gonna. Hey, if you guys have a system, come on. We need how many like.
Yeah, how many blacks?
Are we gonna give it a black?
Yeah, we're gonna give it a black or a half.
Black. we'll need to.
Yeah.
Or like a.
Or like a
fuck you or a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Like seriously, motherfucker.
Samuel J. I gave it 3 motherfuckers.
I gave it mother. Yeah, no, I would definitely say, we'll have to come up with a rating system for this.
But out of a 5-star, I'd probably give it a 3.
Yeah, I'd give it a 3.5, so I guess it's a joint score of 3.25. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Whatever.
You're the banker.
Banker, it might work. Definitely, yeah, go see it. If you don't have anything else to do, and there's no other Halloween movies that you want to see, I'd say see it before the end of the month.
If there's nothing else available, you know, and it's available, it's the one movie that MoviePass will let you see.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, totally.
That's what we are. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in for this
first
review.
Yeah, first edition.
Yeah, we'll get some more out for you.
Definitely, we'll be a little more organized and have a rating system for you.
All right. All right, black and a half?
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by. Join us. Impressive.